Proverbs 13:8 says, "The ransom of a man's life are his riches, but the poor heareth not rebuke." In our previous devotional, we discussed how that wealthy people use their riches to get out of trouble, and some have literally had to pay a ransom for their own lives or the lives of their own children or spouse. And they can also use those riches and the power and wealth that it brings to get out of legal trouble. And we discussed some examples of that in recent history. But I want to come back to how we ended that previous discussion. We keep these devotionals to about 5 minutes to try to keep them on point. And so sometimes we'll need to revisit and expand on a previous devotional, as we're doing here. And we ended the previous devotional by mentioning that most of these wealthy elite types who have such riches and power are godless, and they're not interested in true riches that comes by knowing Jesus Christ. The ransom of a man's life are his riches in the here and now when dealing with certain things pertaining to this life. But that's where it ends. So we should not be coveting the situation of the rich and famous. As we quoted Job 21:13, it says, "They spend their days in wealth, and in a moment go down to the grave. And if they go down to the grave without being saved by the blood of Jesus, their riches will do nothing to ransom their life out of eternal damnation." The rich man understands that his riches serve to ransom him out of trouble with men today. But what will ransom his soul from hell? That's a question that has led a number of rich men to Jesus Christ as they seek an answer, and they find it in him alone. God said to Israel in Hosea 13:14, "I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death." We have been ransomed by something much better than worldly wealth and with something much more important than anything in this life. In Mark 10:45, Jesus said, "For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many." Now, don't think of this the way some have taught it, as though Satan is holding us hostage and demanding a ransom for your soul. That's not the situation. The fact is, you're in trouble with God. You're in trouble with the law, God's law. You have sinned against God. You're in trouble with a holy, righteous judge who cannot overlook sin. Sin must be paid for. So you can think of your situation as a lost sinner being that of a man indicted for crimes and in need of a great legal team. And that is what we find in Jesus Christ. As the Apostle John wrote in the last half of 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, "And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." The advocate plays the part of the attorney. And that advocate is the same one who gave his life as a ransom for many. He represents the repentant sinner, having paid the full price for their sin with his shed blood on the cross. And his riches not only ransom you from hell and an everlasting lake of fire, but his promise is found in places like Ephesians 1, 18-21, "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come." Every human soul is at stake. Every sinner must be saved. You need a ransom. And only one man can save us. 1 Timothy 2:5 and 6 says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time." And that's what we're doing right now, testifying to the salvation that can only be found in Jesus Christ. Go and do likewise.